This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. Hamilton County voters are being asked to renew a couple of property tax levies when they head to the polls next month. One of them is for the Cincinnati Zoo. The 0.46 mil levy would be renewed for another 5 years. Joining us to discuss issue two is Len Marmer, who's a Cincinnati Zoo board member and the vice president for corporate affairs for the Kroger Company. You can join our conversation. The phone number is 513-419-7100 or email talk at wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Again, 513-419-7100. Len, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So we say that this is a renewal levy. That means that it's already on the tax record now. So, and generally with renewal levies, you always want to say this will not increase your taxes. What does this levy pay for? What is it used for?
This levy's been a part of our taxes since 1982, so we've had it for quite a while. And the cost to an owner of a house that's appraised at $100,000 is about $10 a year. So it's a pretty good bargain. And it's limited in what it goes for. It goes for the feeding and care of the animals, the care of the plants, and the basic maintenance. So it's really basic to the zoo's operations. It does not go for major capital projects. The zoo, in fact, funds those through philanthropy as well as saving other money. But it's really basic to the zoo's operating budget.
So if we see, like, for advertising, TV commercials, radio commercials, or billboards, that's not something that this levy money is funding.
Exactly.
What are the zoo's other sources of funding besides this property tax levy? One would assume admission is a part of that, but what makes up the zoo's funding pie?
It's admissions is a big part of it, including family memberships. The zoo is, we kind of refer to it as the little engine that could, really, because it has, in fact, the lowest public support of any of the zoos in the state of Ohio. But its main source of support, of course, is the visitors that we get every year. And this year, we're on track for a record year, which is always exciting. And that's about 1.4, 1.5 million visitors a year. So it's pretty fantastic. In addition, the zoo raises money every single year from donations and gifts. And this levy then comprises every year a smaller part of our budget, which I think is really quite phenomenal when you look at how the zoo has grown and how the collection of animals has grown, how amazing, frankly, the grounds are. Today, the levy itself is 20% of the zoo's total budget. In 1993, which really wasn't all that long ago, the levy accounted for over 40% of the zoo's budget. So the money's important, but it's a decreasing part of the zoo's budget.
Do you see a time when you don't need a tax levy for zoo operation? I mean, if it's decreasing that quickly over that period of time, 20 years?
Yeah, it's so basic to the zoo's operations. In addition, that this funding allows us to have a very affordable zoo. When you look at our ticket prices compared to even other zoos in the state of Ohio, our zoo is a bargain, and that's one of the reasons why the levy is so important, because it allows us to keep our prices at a place where it's affordable to families.
You mentioned the other zoos in Ohio, and so they all have some sort of tax funding as well?
They do, and in fact, it's a much larger number, and it's a much more significant part of their budget. So, you know, as is typical of Hamilton County, we're frugal.
You always, as any, for the most part, any levy that the county commissioners are responsible for putting on the ballot has to go through the Tax Levy Review Committee. What were their thoughts on when you originally presented this to them this time? Were there major changes? Did they put on what you wanted, what you requested?
That's always a great process, frankly. I mean, it's a tough process, and it requires a lot of work because you have auditors who have no knowledge at all of zoos. And so there's an educational process that clearly goes on. But their recommendations, they really commended the zoo for its operations on many levels. There may have been some small recommendations, but there was, you know, nothing major. And again, all of those things we take into consideration, the board does, the executive committee, as well as the administration of the zoo.
And is that where you go through an audit process to say that, you know, you say this is for feeding and for plant care and for maintenance, and that you can show on paper that that's exactly what these funds were used for? They weren't used for marketing or advertising, for
exactly.
example.
Yes.
How... And Howard knew this, and I must have been under a rock because I didn't know it, that the zoo is actually owned by the city. I didn't know that until I was preparing for this.
The ground is owned by the city. I mean, the zoo is one of the oldest zoos in America, and it was established in the 1800s, and so it is actually the ground itself is owned by the city. But the city doesn't provide funding for the zoo.
That's what I was scared, perhaps, that I missed the zoo funding in the city budget. There is no zoo funding in the Cincinnati budget.
That's correct.
How is the zoo governed? I know we said in your intro you're a board member, so there are board members, obviously, but the structure of that board.
So the structure of the board is that there are several seats that are appointed by the county, several seats on the board appointed by the city, and then there are seats that are appointed by the zoo board itself. And it's a cross-section of people in the community, zoo supporters, philanthropists, people who are interested in, you know, nonprofit governance. Many of the people who are on the zoo board have been on a number of other boards as well. And so it's got a nonprofit structure and a nonprofit board. It also has a separate foundation board.
How many board members are you? Don't know offhand. What and who appointed you? Are you a county?
No, I was elected by the board.
And how long do you serve?
You serve. There are term limits, and I think you're catching me on this, but I think it's like a 3-year term, and I think you can serve three 3-year terms. It's something like that.
So it's not that you can be a lifetime member of the zoo's board?
No, as much as you probably would love to, because it's such a well-run organization, and obviously it's just such a fun organization. It's connected to, you know, the natural world, there's nobody in this country, frankly, who's better respected than Thane Maynard and the zoo's operations. I mean, the zoo is like number 1, 2, 3 in the country on just about every survey there is.
This zoo is unique in some ways. It's smack dab in the middle of a city neighborhood. And how are your relations with the surrounding neighborhood?
I think they're really very good. I think that's been a partnership that, frankly, has been worked on for a long time by both sides, by both the neighborhood of Avondale as well as the zoo. And I think things like the investment in creating the big parking lot that now exists on Vine Street has really helped relieve a lot of the traffic that mm-hmm. was congesting the streets of Avondale. Now, you know, Festival of Lights, when you get, you know, all those people and they're all wanting to be there at a certain window of time, that can be a little tough. But I think the zoo has worked very hard, frankly, on that relationship, and I think it's a pretty good one.
Relations with Avondale, I think, probably parking, I know from what I'd done at City Hall, that probably was the most contentious issue that the zoo has had was parking.
Absolutely. But with that expansion then, the zoo's been able to stay in the city, stay in what is a relatively small footprint, and continue to expand the exhibits and the animals. So what they've done over a fairly short period of time really is remove more asphalt and put in more animal exhibits. And the new Africa exhibit, of course, is a great example of that.
Well, I wondered about that because, I mean, you're almost landlocked. You know, I mean, is there more room for expansion?
There is within the boundaries. There is. And they're getting, you know, just more creative with the use of the space. And you go and visit the new lion exhibit in the Africa section and you don't even really see the moats and safety features that are there. So I think that the zoo can continue to grow and change and continue to expand. And, you know, it's a great place, frankly, for the connection with the natural world, which when you pull out of the zoo's parking lot, you're like, wow, you know, we're right in the middle of the city here. How cool is this?
How many acres of property are we talking
about? It's about 80 acres.
And I think, is it true that someone has said that the zoo is the greenest in the country?
It is. I mean, they're very, very proud of what they've done in sustainability, and they really should be. They have gold standard LEED certified buildings. They have reduced the amount of water that is used at the zoo substantially. And that's really quite impressive when you think about all the animals and all the water. That conservation is down from 220 million gallons to under 90 million gallons. And they've saved over $4.4 million on utilities. Energy consumption is down by about 11%. And that's over a period of the last 5 years. So they really are very focused on sustainability and making great, great progress.
I know during the Tax Levy Review Committee, it had at least one public hearing, and there was a comment made that, you know, the zoo is a regional attraction, so why can't there be regional funding for it? And I think we did some research that, you know, Toledo tried this, and it didn't go anywhere. Why is that, if it benefits the entire region, why is it difficult to get the region to pay for it?
Well, I think that those are the kinds of questions that, you know, we ask about a lot of services and attractions. I mean, it is a regional attraction. I think the other way to look at it is that it is an economic generator. So we hired the University of Cincinnati. They did an economic impact study, and the zoo really generates about $143 million a year in economic impact between hotels, restaurants, employment, and all of the other ways in which you know, something like the zoo, which is a huge attractor, is able to give a greater economic benefit. So it's a pretty great bargain, really, when you look at it for the citizens of Hamilton County, which is, you know, $6.7 million in levy funds, generates $143 million in economic activity. But you're right. You know, it is a regional attraction, and it is something that I think we all would love to see other regions participate in this, but I'm not sure that that's in the cards.
Do you have a good handle on how many of those 1.4 million visitors are from outside of Hamilton County?
About 20% are from outside the metro area.
Right. Yeah.
So it's heavily used within our own region as well, you know, within our county and city and this metro area. But it is an attractor of 20% from about outside.
Now, I may be dating myself, but I remember used to be as a trade-off for the Hamilton County voters voting using tax money to fund the zoo, there was always like maybe a free day or discount admission for county residents to the zoo. Does that program still exist?
I think that it does, but I'm not entirely sure, but I know it does. And frankly, for $10, $100,000 in assessment, it's a pretty good bargain, especially with the cost of the zoo being what it is.
Now, is there a campaign underway to encourage people to vote yes on issue two?
Well, how great is that? Issue two, vote for the zoo, right? It won't raise your taxes. yes, there is. There's television, there's social media, there's yard signs, there's, you know, all the traditional as well as the more social media oriented. And the zoo has a very deep following. It the last time the levy was renewed, it got almost 59% of the vote. The time before that, it was about 65% of the vote. So it has strong support. And interestingly, it has strong support, especially from the county and the townships.
And again, the funds that the levy is providing is not what you're using to campaign to get the levy passed.
No,
right?
Those are totally separate funds.
If someone is, you said the zoo is, this levy has always enjoyed support, But if somebody's, you know, maybe on the fence this year, what would you do as we wrap up here to say this is why you should vote to renew this levy?
It won't raise your taxes. It goes for one of the area's leading attractions, and it's used for basic operations, which then also helps us keep our ticket prices low. It's a great place to bring your family, and frankly, if your children are grown like mine, my daughter is, it's still a wonderful place to go get back in touch with nature.
We've been discussing Issue 2 on next month's ballot, which is a property tax renewal levy for the Cincinnati Zoo. Our guest was Len Marmer, who's a Cincinnati Zoo board member and the vice president for corporate affairs for Kroger. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, we'll talk about the renewal tax levy for the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.